Hey, I don't have a fancy intro or anything spectacular. So this is what you get. Welcome to season four of Odd Tales.
So, if you're listening to this episode, clearly you know what the fuck is going on. It's hell weeks. Usually it's week, but the universe clearly wants me to suffer for longer than a week. Because I'm on week two. And I still have 4 days to have my period. And then I still have to wait 3 or 4 days until I start feeling better. 3 or 4 days into my period. Because, you know, that's how PMDD works. So if you're wondering where I've been out here trying to live my best life. The last time I had PMDD was in March, early March. I didn't have it in April or June, which was great. And I know y'all probably like, "Whoa, did you find a way to like get rid of it?" Nope. I just didn't have a period for 2 months. I don't know why. I think it was my birth control, but whatever. Then I got my period in June, and hell week started again. But June wasn't terrible. But now it's July and it's terrible. Honestly, at this point, I just don't even know what to do. I know I'm not okay. But it's just like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. There's nothing that anybody can really do to help. So it's like, what do I do? I think that's the most frustrating part because I don't know what to do. It's very frustrating. And so, last week, experienced a new symptom of PMDD. Well, I should say symptoms. Last week, the boys went to my mom's house for a week. And it's been a good minute since they've been over there, longer than a weekend. Usually I drop them off on Friday and then I pick them up on Sunday. But this time, because the kids haven't really been spending any time with my mom during the summer, they stayed for a week. I dropped them off on Saturday and then picked them up on Sunday. And I thought it was going to be an amazing week because I was kid-free and I had the house to myself. And I was miserable the whole week. Like Saturday when I got home, I was fine. Sunday, I was fine. I cleaned up and shit. Monday, I woke up feeling great, blasted music. And then around afternoon time, everything just started going downhill. And then each day just started getting worse and worse. It was just like extreme loneliness and boredom, and I was just depressed. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. I was extremely lonely and bored. So I picked him up on Sunday thinking, oh, they're going to be home. I'm going to feel so much better because I won't be in the house by myself anymore. And that was definitely not the case. I was happy, but I am still in hell. So last week was loneliness, boredom, depression. This week is irritation, frustration, fucking anger. Just that. I'm over it. Like, just every little thing is just pissing me off. And then yesterday, niggas just kept trying me, like. I'm just so frustrated. Frustrated, I'm irritated. But at the same time, I feel bad because I keep snapping on my kids. Braylon keeps asking me, am I okay? Like. I'm just so irritated. I'm over all of this shit, y'all. Like, and I don't even know why I felt. Well, I mean, I know why I felt so lonely, because obviously PMDD, but it was like, it was really pissing me off because I'm used to being by myself. I'm used to being somewhere and not having friends, and it's just me and the kids, and that's it. I'm used to it. So I can't understand why this shit was fucking me up so much. And it really, really makes me think, like, am I really bipolar? I don't think so. I think it's just PMDD. Because when I didn't have PMDD those 2 months, I felt amazing. I don't know. I do think, like, I just want, when I really think about it, I don't think I'm bipolar. I think it's just PMDD. And it just sucks, really. Because, one, I was misdiagnosed, if that's the case. Two, what the fuck am I taking these meds for? I mean, I know for PMDD, but the morning meds are supposed to be because I'm bipolar. So is this all supposed to just be for PMDD? Also, I forgot to add, well, not add, but tell y'all the other symptom I was having. Couldn't sleep. I could not. Like, I wasn't getting any sleep, and I'm not eating. So, which is crazy because I'm not eating, but I'm still, I'm still fat. Oh, but I am losing weight. And I feel like it was because I was on like 6 different medications. I have meds for, again, I don't even know if I am for being bipolar. I have my nighttime meds that's supposed to help with PMDD and help me sleep. I was taking birth control. I was taking steroids for my back. And then I got 2 more additional meds for my back. At one point, I was taking BV meds. So, I mean, now I'm only down to 2 because I was just like, I can't keep taking all these meds because I've gained so much weight and I can't. So now I just take the bipolar meds and the PMDD meds and of course like my vitamins and shit, but I'm over it, y'all. I'm over it. My back. Oh, did I tell you how I fucked up my back? Luckily, it's better. But I fucked up my back. I have 2 or 3 herniated discs, and I have arthritis in my back. So I've been going to physical therapy, and that's been helping a lot because it was to the point where I couldn't even fucking walk. And now I can finally walk. Y'all hear my loud ass kids? Also, I know y'all are probably like, well, why were you in the house all alone? Don't you have a boyfriend? We broke up in June. But we're still cool. It wasn't like a nasty breakup or anything. It was just we're not compatible. So. And then he was saying, like, maybe you felt so lonely because, you know, it's been like a year since you've really been in the house by yourself. I was like, I mean, you may have a point. But like I said, I'm used to being by myself. I like that. I'm fine with not talking to anybody. I'm fine with just being at home, minding my business, playing video games, smoking, whatever the fuck, you know, doing whatever the fuck I want to do. I'm used to that. I like that. So I couldn't just understand why that shit was fucking with me the way that was fucking with me. I have no motivation to do anything. Besides cry. This shit just sucks, man. I just need to find a way to, like, manage? I don't want to say manage it because I shouldn't even have to fucking manage this shit. Like, this shit just fucking stupid. I just, it's all dumb. And I just don't understand why. Why I have to go through this stupid ass bullshit every month. And then also with the loneliness thing, I know I'm like all over the fucking place. It just made me realize I didn't have a life outside of my kids. And that was just like another low blow. Sometimes I really do feel like sometimes I do feel like a loser, but like that shit don't bother me. Like, I don't care. Because if I cared about having friends near me or whatever, I would move closer to friends. Y'all know I have no problem with packing all my shit and moving anywhere. I would move closer to friends. But I am in Georgia. In the town by myself looking crazy. And upset because I've made this decision that I don't have any friends. Or I won't go out and make friends. And I think part of me don't want to go out and make friends because I don't want, like, the friends I have now, I fucking neglect them. I don't talk to anybody. I ignore phone calls every day, all day. I ignore text messages pretty much until I feel like responding. I'm a shitty ass friend. I'm a terrible friend. So I don't know why I'm sitting here crying and complaining that I don't have any friends. Because the friends I do have, like I said, I neglect their ass. It's like I just don't be want to be bothered. But I want to be around people. It's so fucking dumb. I don't want to be bothered, but I want to be around people. But I don't want to be around people too much. Because my social meter will quickly drain, and then I'm just over it, and I want to go home and be by myself for 3 years. Fix it, Jesus. Because this ain't it, y'all. This is not it. If I were to record it yesterday, I feel like that whole episode would have been nothing but rage. Because the day I had yesterday was just unbelievable. Like, I just... Like I said, I'm over this shit. Anyways, so that's where the fuck I've been. You know, I'm just sitting here miserable. Trying to keep it together and not lose my mind. My birthday is next month. Actually, it's in like a couple of weeks. I'm not looking forward to it because I'm just not. There's nothing to be excited about anymore. Usually I'm very excited about my birthday. But, I mean, I just feel like the way these last couple of months have been going, I just feel like August is going to be a fucking terrible ass month too. And I hate to think like that. And I try not to think negative and shit, but it's just like, at this point, I just expect it to be trash. Everything is trash. And I know everything is not trash, but during Hell Week, it is. Literally everything is pissing me off. Like, like, I don't even know what to do. Again, I don't know what to do. I know I'm not okay. I can recognize that I'm not okay. And people are always like, oh, I'm here for you if you need me, blah, blah. But, like, what are you going to do for me? Like, I don't even know what to do for myself. So what can you do for me? And I'm not saying this in like a bad or negative way or whatever, but that's my thinking. Like, during Hell Week, I'm a complete bitch. I know this. And this is why I really don't want to talk to people. Because people say stupid shit all the time. But I feel like people get stupider during Hell Week. And I don't have the patience for it. But I just don't know what to do. I don't know what anyone could do to help me. I don't know how I can help myself. If I do reach out to somebody, what am I supposed to say? Hey, I'm not okay. And then what? Well, why aren't you okay? I'm already irritated. 'Cause, see, like, there's just no point. Because I know I told y'all before, one, I hate being questioned. And it's so dumb because I know, like, I'm reaching out to you for help. But I just get irritated because it's usually question after question after question after question. And it's just like, come on, dog. Like, does it look like I'm in the mood to answer your fucking questions? And this is why I don't reach out to people. This is why I'm okay with being alone. But shout out to my friends that do check on me. Baylor. He just checked on me not too long ago. You know, the group chat is always there. They heard my rage and frustrations from yesterday. So shout out to the podcast Happy Hour crew. Shout out to Akeem, who is trying his damn best to make sure I don't lose my shit over here. I also... sent him a message yesterday, venting and raging away, and he surprised me with some beautiful flowers. Shout out to my mom. She called me today to tell me some shit, And she's like, well, I thought if I told you about some shit that's going on with somebody else, it would make you feel a little better. I appreciate y'all. Penrose, even though we ain't talking right now because he's been getting on my nerves too. He used to check on me. But we had a little disagreement. So here I am. Looking crazy. And guess what the fuck happened to me at work? First of all, I like my job. I do. I help vets because this country obviously doesn't give a fuck about vets. I am a veteran, of course, so I'm going to try my best to help all my veterans, all my battles. But I really like my job, right? I don't mind doing what I do because I barely have to talk to anybody. I log in, I do my shit, I log out, and that's it, right? My team lead put my name in to be a mentor. Why? I don't know. But I was like, whatever. I got the mentor position. I start on Monday. So I'm pretty excited about that, but at the same time, I'm not, because how the fuck am I going to mentor these people during Hell Week? They're going to ask me questions, and I know I'm going to have an attitude. I know I am. So this is about to be interesting. Anyways, I'm about to go eat and smoke my life away, I guess. And watch, catch up on Stranger Things. I really just be on here just saying anything. Y'all probably be like, this girl is crazy, or is she going through it, or whatever. I don't know what y'all be saying about me. I really don't give a fuck. But I'm sorry. I know I'd be all over the place. I really don't be having a plan when I get on here and record. I just be trying to get this shit out, how I'm feeling. And I be trying to understand my feelings while I be recording and shit, but I don't know. I appreciate everyone that listens, though, and tries their best to help me in any kind of way. I love y'all for real. Even though it don't seem like it. Because I literally just said, fuck y'all. But, or some shit, I don't know. Also, you know what else sucks with this fucking PMDD? I don't know if it's PMDD or because I smoke so goddamn much, but I don't remember shit. And low-key, I feel like I have ADHD, but that could just be fucking PMDD. I don't know. But I really don't be remembering what the fuck I be talking about. Like, I'll say something to someone, and then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, okay, what did I just say? And people be looking at me like I'm crazy, because it's like, bitch, you literally just said whatever you just said, and you don't remember? I hate it. Anyways, not a long episode because I didn't even really feel like doing this shit. Like I said, I just wanted to get this shit out to see if I feel better. I feel a little better, but maybe like 5% better. Anyways, I hope y'all been great though. Y'all stay safe. Be careful because of that fucking monkeypox shit. And niggas is just crazy. Y'all know niggas is crazy. Speaking of niggas is crazy, the nigga across the street, my stalker, I know as I was going to go, but first of all, I'm black. I'm a mom. And black moms don't know how to just say bye and leave it at that, or end the conversation and leave it at that. Y'all know about the nigga across the street, right? The one that was stalking me and whatnot. Y'all. He is crazy. Like, No, 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. A couple weeks ago, this nigga was outside doing the most. I felt so bad for his caseworker, social worker, because he was getting his ass whooped. That nigga was beating his ass. That man was out there smoking a cigarette every 5 minutes. He was stressed. And where was the mom? In the house looking crazy. Mom came outside after the nigga took off his clothes. Yes, this nigga was naked in the yard. And at one point, I think he was even jacking off. So, I just don't understand why this is my life. Why? But he's been in the hospital, and let me tell you, his mama been over there living her best life. She done got her hair done. She got a whole new man who been coming over there and I guess giving her the business. She just been happy. She been walking around the neighborhood like she on cloud nine. And to be honest with you, she deserves, because that man, her son, be putting her through some shit. Like, I don't fuck with her. I really don't. But she deserves a break. Because I know that shit has to be hard. He needs to be in the hospital. And he just needs to stay there. Because he's clearly not getting the help with her. And she clearly can't help him. So. But it still fucked him. Till the day I die. Also, I've been thinking about my nephew a lot. My nephew and my grandma, and I miss them so much, man. And it made me think about when my mom eventually passes away, I'm going to be a mess. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And I don't know why I've been thinking about. That's another thing. I've been thinking about, like, death a lot lately. Again, I don't know if this is with PMDD, but all that shit is fucking me up. Everything just sucks. Everything sucks. Anyways, hopefully I win the lottery. Because I'm sick of this shit. If not, hopefully one of my... Never mind, I ain't gonna say that. Anyways, I hope y'all have a great day, weekend, month, because Lord knows when I'm gonna get back on this bitch and record another episode. Shit, it might be later on tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, I'll catch y'all on the flippity flip.